Good afternoon. My name is Joan Keston. I'm the founding attorney at Keston Law, a law firm located in Wilmington, North Carolina. We focus our practice on elder law, estate planning, and asset protection. And in doing that, we do documents such as trusts and wills, powers of attorney, healthcare documents. We do planning for Medicaid benefits for nursing home. We do planning for VA benefits for pension, improved pension, aid in attendance, and housebound. We might do planning for Alzheimer's or dementia client, and we do special needs planning. We're starting this podcast, actually, on a weekly or monthly basis to go over some of the issues that we face, or most of us face, or our clients, we see our clients facing in this area of law. We will be talking it from a legal perspective and also some of the practical issues involved. So we hope that this is something of value to you. It will be posted as well, a link on our website. And if you have any particular questions or topics that you feel like that you would like to have us discuss in this podcast, please feel free to send us an email. It's jkeston@kestonlaw.com. Again, jkeston@kestonlaw.com. Thank you. We're doing a podcast today with Susan Silver of Aging in Place. Susan, could you give us your contact information? And again, if we're looking for volunteers or any kind of funding or any kind of assistance to contact you.
We can be reached by phone at 910-805-4663. We are happy to hear from potential clients. Anybody who thinks that they can benefit from our services, we're happy to hear from as long as they're in Wilmington. We always are interested in volunteers, and certainly any contributions are welcome. They are tax deductible. And in terms of the clients, they should know that all of our volunteers are vetted, background checks. We do criminal background checks and so on everybody, so you don't need have any fear of someone coming to you. So we welcome all comers.
Thank you. We're here with Susan Silver of Aging in Place. Susan, you've started you call Tuesday Talks.
Yes.
And I guess it's once a month on a Tuesday.
Right.
You have different topics and speakers. Why don't you tell us about some of the topics that are of particular importance for seniors?
Well, I like to think they're all of importance for seniors. Over the years, and we've been doing them for 5 years, I'd like to say we've covered every body part. So we've had experts, doctors, typically in terms of body parts. We've talked about vision and eye care several times, in fact. The most recent time was the result of my own visit to my own eye doctor and discovering that I had glaucoma, and I never would have known it if I hadn't gone after probably too long. And so it made me really aware of how important it is to get checkups. And so we've talked a lot about vision care. We've talked about all sorts of joints and joint care and joint replacement and alternatives to joint replacement. We've talked about sleep and all sorts of conditions. We have a talk coming up on shingles, which is something that seniors are in dread of, but in addition to medical issues, we've had legal experts, we've had financial experts talk about planning, and we've also had some more fun things. We've had all sorts of cultural things. We've had, before the Wilson Center opened, we had the director of the Wilson Center come and give us a preview, and we've had an art theater and movie critic come and talk about movies that might win Oscars, and a restaurant critic. And so we really try to cover the whole gamut. We've several times had tech experts talking about technology and actually inviting people to bring their own devices if they're having issues. And in one instance, we had a whole panel of tech experts, so people could actually bring their device and sit down with an expert and work out their difficulties right on the spot. We've had another tech expert talk about cutting the cord, people who want to get rid of the cable and get their TV in other ways. So we've covered a lot of issues. Monthly, over 5 years, it adds up to a lot of talks.
Now, do you have clients that ever suggest to you, hey, we should, can you talk about this?
On occasion, we have had, and in fact, a few times, we've had somebody recommend a speaker. So we've had people come in that someone knew of that they realized would be a good speaker. And so it's been very varied, and the audiences are always very enthusiastic. There's always a lot of time for questions, and people bring their own life situations. And so
do you ever introduce people to each other, your clients, so that, because I would think that isolation would be a big problem with seniors, aging in place. You know, isolation,
isolation is a major issue. And what we're knowing more and more is that isolation is a leading indicator of dementia. There's been enough research on that to know now that people who live in isolation are far more likely to suffer from dementia. So there's a strong case to be made for getting into social situations, and we try to promote that.
But your Tuesday talks are to the public. Do a lot of your clients come to that as well?
Our clients come and the public comes. They're free and open to the public. And
they're at the library.
They're
downtown.
At the downtown library on generally the third Tuesday of the month at 5:30.
Because I've been to a couple and they're very good. I think you had Mars there once.
We did. We had Mars.
That was
the memory.
Because I know a lot of people, and I remember speaking with him afterwards, because a lot of people are worried about their normal memory loss. And I said to him, I'm worried because I think I'm losing my memory. He said, oh, then you're the worried well. The people who are worried about their own memory loss are usually not in jeopardy. This is just a generalization.
Yeah.
It's the ones who are in denial, I guess, who are really
or
the,
don't realize right. they're
yeah,
not
their memory's
remembering.
Going.
Yes, we early on we had a three-part series on brain health, and so we had the experts from the Mars Memory Network talk about the physiology and so on of memory and brain health, and that was followed by a professor from UNCW
Anderson.
Talking about the role of exercise and fitness in brain health, and that was followed by nutritionist talking about the role of food and nutrition in brain health.
Have you ever been? I have on my website posted a number of books about food and Alzheimer's, and about intermittent fasting and the being gluten free, which really is important for your brain. Have you personally read or looked at some of these aspects about nutrition and brain health? Or?
We did have that. We had that one speaker, but. That might be something we could revisit. And if those books or those authors are local, we could possibly...
National, but there, I do have them on my website. I was fascinated by what they're talking about with the correlation between Alzheimer's and diet and the different oils that really help the brain, and that people have had improvements, not cures, but improvements in their... functionality with diet when they've already had a diagnosis.
It's generally an issue of inflammation.
Yeah.
And certain foods are much less inclined to cause inflammation or in some cases reverse inflammation.
So these are the things that you have to do in order to prepare when you talked about earlier in another podcast about preparing, ahead of time. So it would be health, exercise, brain health, socialization, being involved in the community or having a network of friends.
With
people.
Your clients, do you ever do different kinds of events that they can get together if they're isolated, or do you ever put them in touch with each other?
Well, up until recently, we were running a transportation program. That was the only actual service that we were delivering. And we've discontinued it, or it's on hiatus at the moment. But the way it was set up, it was specifically to address not only transportation needs, but the problem of isolation. So rather than transporting people from their homes to their destination, we were transporting people from their homes to a central hub where they could interact with others who were interested in the transportation. and giving them a little time to interact, and then taking them as a group by van to the destination. And that way, at least they were out and seeing. We were making a trip to Walmart because somebody said, if they don't have it at Walmart, you don't need it. And we found, in fact, that some of the people who were doing those trips were going to eat at the little fast food place inside of Walmart, because otherwise they'd never get to eat a meal out. And they'd sometimes get together and two or three of them would just sit there and eat for the whole time. They weren't necessarily even doing their shopping, but it was an outing. It was a treat to get out. So I think it served that purpose too.
Now, if you have this new office space, would that be something that you would consider in the future, is bringing them together?
It's certainly possible, because for the first time we'll have our own space where we could do that. So, again, we're just moving into it, so we haven't quite got that down pat yet.
Yeah.
But it's certainly something we could possibly do.
Yeah, or exchange phone numbers with seniors saying, hey, you know, this guy lives down the street or this woman lives down the street from you. Here's her phone number in case you want to call. Because isolation, because there's isolation even in the nursing homes, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they might interact with the caregivers, but they're not having conversations.
Right. That's,
you know,
right.
And that's what I saw a lot, was when my mother was in the nursing home, there's people that are there that have no one to visit them.
Right.
And the only kind of conversation they're getting is from the CNAs or the nurses asking them.
It's clinical. It's,
yeah,
not
it is.
Social.
It, and it's because a lot of times they have dementia and they can't follow the conversation, or people don't know, just go where they go. If they're in 1956, go to 1956. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that a lot, and that is very isolating, and it's sad to see.
Yeah, in other places, organizations have gotten funding, in fact, for what they call coffee houses. And I've seen a number of them devoted specifically to seniors with dementia and their caregiver. So the senior, even with dementia, interacts with other seniors, and the caregiver interacts with other caregivers where they get some support. But it's an outing, and it's a social kind of thing, and at least it resembles a normal activity of somebody going to a coffee house and having a cup
right.
of coffee with friends. So that's one effort I've seen done around the country to get people out and mingling and that sort of thing.
That's important.
Okay. We're doing a podcast today with Susan Silver of Aging in Place. Susan, could you give us your contact information? And again, if we're looking for volunteers or any kind of funding or any kind of assistance, to contact you.
We can be reached by phone at 910-805-4663. We are happy to hear from potential clients. Anybody who thinks that they can benefit from our services, we're happy to hear from, as long as they're in Wilmington. We always are interested in volunteers, and certainly any contributions are welcome. They are tax deductible. And in terms of the clients, they should know that all of our volunteers are vetted, background checks. We do criminal background checks and so on, and everybody, so you don't need have any fear of someone coming to you. So we welcome all comers.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. I welcome you to visit our website, www.kestinlaw.com. On that website, you will find our schedule for seminars. We do seminars almost on a monthly basis in two locations where we formally address a lot of the topics we mentioned in this podcast. You also can follow the directions with this podcast. If you have any topics you'd like us to address in a podcast, feel free to write those and send those to us. And if you have any other questions and would like to have any kind of consultation, again, you can either contact us on the website, and our phone number is 910-509-7121. Once again, thanks for listening.